The Minotaur, written by Barbara Vine and read by Sean Thomas.
Now. One of the women buying amber was so much like Mrs. Cosway that it gave me a shock to see her. She seemed shorter, but people shrink with age. Otherwise, the likeness from her curly white hair to her spindly legs and fine ankles was almost uncanny. She was holding up a string of pale yellow beads, looking at them and smiling with that excitement you only see on the faces of women who love shopping and pretty things. Charles has a theory that if you are in X, a distant place you have never been to before, and while there you meet or pass in the street your nearest and dearest, a spouse or lover or even your child, you won't recognize them. Not only do you not expect to see them there, you know they can't be there because you have certain knowledge that at this moment they are hundreds of miles away. Of course, they can be there, they are there. They have deceived you, or your knowledge of their whereabouts is in fact very uncertain, but the chances are you will pass on, telling yourself this was no more than an extraordinary resemblance. Mrs. Cosway fitted into none of the categories I have named. I hadn't even liked her, but I had certain knowledge of where she was now. She was dead. This woman looked like her, but was someone else. I turned away and began to walk on. She called after me. Kirsten! If she had pronounced my name as it should be pronounced, that is, as more or less Shashtin, I might have turned round and gone up to her, but it wouldn't have been a shock. It wouldn't have sent a shiver through me. But she had called me Kirsten, the way the Cosways, all of them except John, invariably had done. I walked across the cobbled square and went up to her. You don't know me, do you? Of course, I'm awfully changed, I know that. It's inevitable at my age. The voice told me. Ella, I said. She nodded, pleased. I knew you. You've changed too, but I knew you. This is my daughter Zoe and my granddaughter Daisy. Always girls in our family, isn't it? Zoe was a tall, dark woman in her early 30s, handsome, brown-eyed, holding a child of about 6 by the hand. We shook hands. Does she remind you of anyone? Winifred, I said. Zoe made a face. Oh, mother! How often had I heard those words from Ida when Mrs. Cosway said something particularly outrageous. What brings you to Riga?
Zoe wanted to see the Art Nouveau in Alberta Street. She's doing an art history course, so we thought we'd do a tour of the Baltic States.
If Ella assumed I was doing the same thing, if for a different reason, she was right, but I doubt if that was why she didn't ask. The Cosways were never much interested in other people's activities.
Shall I buy this amber? You'll say it's a wicked price, I know.
On the contrary, I said, you'll never get it cheaper anywhere else. Perhaps she resented this, for she said rather severely,
Mother never forgave you for the diary, you know.
This wasn't the moment for argument. It's a long time ago. What happened is, I mean, what became of John?
He's still alive, if that's what you mean. Zora took him to Tuscany with her, but he lives alone now, well, with a couple to look after him. You'll say that anyone as crazy as he is couldn't manage, but he does.
I smiled at her usage, the attributing of unlikely views to me, which once annoyed me so much.
Buy that amber for me, Zoe, will you? Our bus will be here any minute. Oh, John, yes. He has a lovely house near Florence, or so I'm told. Not that we ever get invited, do we, Zoe? Of course, he's a rich man. The land the hall was on was sold, and they built 4 houses where it was. Planning, I ask you. I don't know what he does with it all. They say he never goes out, and he's 75 now.
Their tour bus came slowly round the corner and pulled up in the square. It was nearly full. I wanted to ask her whom she had married. Who was Zoe's father? They were already on the steps. Will you be back here tonight? I said.
We're due back at 5, aren't we, Zoe?
Meet me for a drink, I said, naming my hotel. 6:30, okay? She called something back that I didn't catch. I waved as the bus moved off, and when it was out of sight, turned away. What I had heard of John Cosway made me so happy that I walked back to the hotel, to Charles and Mark and Anna, with a spring in my step.